This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Gilroy's Garlic Festival is just around the corner. Behind the celebration of this popular produce, garlic growers are in an ongoing trade war with China. KAZU's Doug McKnight has the story of the garlic war.
Bill Christopher walks into a shed at Christopher Ranch in Gilroy.
You can smell the aroma of the garlic quite a few miles away. It's quite fragrant.
Inside, two dozen employees sort garlic bulbs for size. They pack them into boxes that are then shipped to retail stores and restaurants. Christopher Ranch is the largest producer of fresh garlic in the country. But they don't begin to compare with China, which produces 60 times the amount of garlic grown in all of the United States.
They grow billions of pounds. So it's really tough to compete with them worldwide.
20 years ago, local growers began noticing that China was selling garlic in the United States for half the going price. U.S. growers couldn't compete. It nearly killed their production. To level a playing field, Congress imposed a near 400% tariff, or tax, on the Chinese companies. While that worked for a short time, there was a loophole. New Chinese companies don't pay the tariff until proven to be selling below the U.S. market price.
The Chinese have found ways to circumvent that duty, getting one shipper to ship in a small amount of garlic, get a low duty, then next year they ship in millions and millions of pounds.
And by the time U.S. customs officials are onto the new company, it closes and a new one takes its place.
It's been a struggle for the last 10 years, and it'll probably continue to be it for the next long time in the future.
In April, Congress renewed the tariff with the loophole for another 5 years. That prompted an angry reaction from China's largest English-language newspaper, the China Daily. It quoted a Chinese official saying it is impossible for garlic to be priced below the fair market value and called the tariff unfair. Although most of the garlic consumed in the U.S. comes from China, Esteban Guerrero rarely sells it. He is the produce manager at Shopper's Corner Market in Santa Cruz. He says his customers are vocal about wanting to buy local.
Well, they don't actually say why they don't like it or not. You know, they just make that weird face and go like, ooh, China.
Growing customer preference for locally grown and the tariff has caused a break in the garlic war for now. Tom Torini is the UC Cooperative Extension Agent for Fresno County, where most of the U.S. garlic is grown.
I think that those growers have accepted the level at which the Chinese garlic is present in the market, and at this level, they're competing fine. It's been a decent crop for them.
But Torini and Christopher worry the break in the garlic war will not last. Their concern is U.S. Customs does not have the staff to enforce the tariff. As for the Gilroy Garlic Festival, Bill Christopher says the garlic is all local.
We're the official supplier of garlic for the Garlic Festival, and all the vendors that come in all use California garlic.
So if you're going to the festival, don't forget the sunscreen and the breath mints. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.